This can never be about us. The narrative has to constantly be about the Palestinians and the atrocities that are daily meted against them. We were taken south to Gaza, about 10 kilometers out of Gaza. I think the prison is called Kizot that we were detained in. Every single item we had was stolen, just as the Palestinian culture has been stolen, Palestinian lands have been stolen, and everything of the Palestinians has been systemically erased. This, comrades, is what we were subjected to. Whilst many of our comrades were offered opportunity to shower, they ensured that the South African delegation was denied this. But we understood very well why that is so. Because we are a nation that dared through our government to take apartheid Israel to the International Court of Justice and the International Criminal Court and hold them accountable, not for the 2 years of genocide, but for the 77 years of the catastrophe that has gone unabated since the Nakba. Comrades, we remain steadfast and resilient. We will not be deterred. Even when we were denied legal representation, forced to sign that we have entered apartheid Israel illegally, we refused to be subjected to that. And Zukiswa will say it best, but no, we were not coming to Israel. We were not coming to recognize this entity. Ours was a solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Gaza, and we were going to Gaza. Therefore, we will not sign that we entered Israel illegally. They offered us a second form which said we would want to be released within 72 hours and be sent immediately to our respective countries. We also refused to sign that and saying that we will leave without having signed anything and with no conditions. We were detained there, but I think, again, our experience of the 6 days being there will never be about us, but it will be about the memory of what was on the walls within those prisons. We came to the realization of all Palestinians that have been detained there, who have left their names on the walls, who have left their blood stains on the walls, who have been martyred within those walls. This is the memory we will continue to carry until Palestine is liberated. Comrades, we were denied all legal representation and even engagement with our diplomats in an attempt to save their face. They simply brought them in so that we could see we had representation. And 2 minutes we were given to give this entire narrative that we have given. And as a result, we could not give real meaning to the experience of being there. And when we were being released, again, they made sure that we were the last to be released. I remember them dragging Tiago out from cell one, who was determined to not leave any comrade behind.
And Yasmin.
And Yasmin in the woman's side was also determined to be the last to be taken. But they were the first to be taken out, and we were kept behind. I was on cell 15, and they went and made sure that everyone else was out. When they came to cell 15, they took everyone else and made sure I was the last. This was their everlasting message to South Africa, to you and I, to all of us as a nation. But when we left, with a smile, I said to them, "We will return. We are unshaken.